lie.
It's kind of
a lie.
In another Packed Podgram, George Washington was the first president of the United States. The Black Hills of South Dakota are hills. Carrots make you see better. And the idea behind the sandwich was invented by the Earl of Sandwich. Each of these statements, not entirely true. So let's find out why it's pretty much a lie. Okay, so this episode I'm straying from the it's totally a lie format just because I came across a couple of things that are technically not true. And even though Why It's a Lie is super catchy and someday we'll make a great book series and cartoon and television series and, well, really the sky's the limit, eh? But it seemed too harsh for a couple of these statements, so I'm going to try this out. Okay, first one. George Washington was the first president of the United States. Well, technically, he was the ninth. Well, hold on, Jim, you dirty Canadian with your free health care and year-long maternity leave, and how dare you? Hey, hold on, I don't want any trouble, sorry, but I totally read it in an American book. It's called Contrary to Popular Belief. It's by a guy named Joy Green, and I followed that up with, a bunch of other sources, so... So anyway, here's the story. On July 4th, 1776, the United States was established, right? But George Washington didn't become president until April 1789, which is 13 years later. So what household name was the first president of the United States? It was John Hanson. Wait, what? Who? John Hanson was a representative from Maryland. Interestingly, he didn't become the president of the United States in Congress Assembled. That was his title back then until 1781. So it's not like they rushed in to elect a president. Who else was president? Well, there was Elias Boudinot. There was Thomas Mifflin. You might remember him from the company, from The Office, Dunder Mifflin. Okay, that part wasn't true. There was also Richard Henry Lee and John Hancock. Oh, yeah. Hey, give me your John Hancock, John Hancock. I know that guy. And then Nathaniel Gorham. Back to people I don't know. Arthur St. Clair and Cyrus Griffin. I don't know if he's related. Then Congress got together and they wrote the Constitution in 1787. Then it got ratified a year later. And then a year after that, the next president became George Washington. So he was the first president after this new Constitution, but also the ninth since 1776. So that's why it's kind of a lie. In South Dakota, they have these things called the Black Hills. Fun fact, they were named by the Lakota, who called them Paha Sapa, which translates into Hills of Black. You see, from the plains, the pine trees covering them look, black. And there you have it, hills, black, they look black, they were hills, so there you are, hills. Wait, not really. You see, for a hill to be classified as a hill, it has to rise less than 1,000 feet from the surrounding area. If it's over 1,000 feet, it becomes a mountain. How tall are the Black Hills? Well, they rise from 2,000 feet to 4,000 feet above the surrounding area. Well, how were the Lakota to know that geologists were going to come along with their rules? Actually, the Lakota didn't know that the gold rush was going to happen and mean the breaking of the Laramie Treaty and that they would never get it back. Well, you should go read about that on your own. That's an entirely different story. Anyway, back to how tall these hills are. Some of the Black Hills make it to 6,000 feet. The tallest hill, and by hill I mean mountain, I'm using air quotes, it's called Harney Peak. And that makes it to 7,242 feet. I'm talking in imperial because, we're talking about American stuff, eh? The whole of the Black Hills rise from the Great Plains of North America in western South Dakota and extend into Wyoming. Locals tend to divide the Black Hills into two areas, the Southern Hills and the Northern Hills. The Southern Hills are the home to Mount Rushmore, in case you were wondering. But the Black Hills being hills, that's why it's a lie. If you want your eyesight to improve, eat carrots. Carrots make you see better. My mommy said so while she was trying to get me to eat my carrot. Wait a second. Now hold on, carrots cannot improve eyesight. But there must be something to this story, right? Well, yes, there is. Carrots do contain carotene, which is a better than good source of vitamin A. Now, our bodies can only use a certain amount of vitamin A, and when it's had its fill, well, it flushes the rest of it out of our system. 100 grams of carrots has over 100% of our body's daily need for vitamin A, and fun fact, it also has some vitamin K and B6 in there. Now, there is such a thing as a person having a vitamin A deficiency. And one of the things that can cause is damage to the body's epithelial tissues, which inhibits the manufacture of the retinal pigment rhodopsin, which can decrease your chance of seeing in dim light. So, how's that gonna go? Saying to your kids, hey, remember to eat your carrots because the vitamin A will stop your epithelial tissues from getting damaged, which would inhibit the manufacture of the retinal pigment rhodopsin, which could make it more difficult for you to see in dim light. Might not have the same effect as it makes your eyes better, but it is more accurate. Like when we spoke of spinach, right? There was a slightly different story there because, there was that error where spinach was said to have like 10 times more iron than it really did. We learned that spinach does not make you super strong. But, it is a healthy choice. It can be a healthy choice. Just stay away from the bacon dressing. So, where did the whole eat carrots to improve your eyesight and make it easier for you to see in the dark come from? Well, a big part of this myth was propaganda used by the Royal Air Force during the Second World War to explain why their pilots had improved success during night air battles. But here's the thing. That was a lie because it was actually used to disguise the advances in radar technologies and the use of red lights on instrument panels. And then, mums took it from there. Eat your carrots. It'll make you see better. That was my grandmother. My mom and my grandmother both said that to me. So in reality, eating carrots can help stop your eyes from getting weaker. But to say they make your eyesight better, well, that's why it's kind of a lie. The guy who invented the sandwich was the Earl of Sandwich. Well, not really. The sandwich got the name sandwich because of the Earl of Sandwich, but people had been mixing meat with bread for a long time. A long time before the fourth Earl of Sandwich. Now, the first time history reported seeing something sandwich-like was between 70 BCE and 10 BCE. This food, later to be known as a sandwich, was invented by Rabbi Hillel and was eaten during Passover seders. It consisted of fruit, nuts, and honey between two pieces of matzah, which is Hebrew for unleavened bread. Now, by the Middle Ages, you had Arabs eating meat stuffed in a pita, and medieval Europeans ate bread and cheese sandwiches in the field, but they didn't call them sandwiches. So now we get to the fourth Earl of Sandwich, John Montagu, who lived between 1718 and 1792, and he famously ate sliced meats and cheese between two pieces of bread, and the reason he did this, famously, was because he would hold the sandwich in one hand while playing cards with the other. So, a sandwich is called a sandwich because of the Earl of Sandwich, but it didn't originate with him, as in he didn't invent it. And that's why it's a lie. Remember, hearing from you is like getting a visit from that cool older cousin who teaches you new dirty words. If you have a moment or two, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. And a nice review, if you don't mind. It doesn't cost you anything, and, it helps get the word out. You could like something on our Facebook page. Maybe tell a friend, like a young person. Let's make sure the next generation thinks more critically than, mine. A generation that goes, wait a second. You think parts of our feet are attached to different parts of our body, and by rubbing this part of your foot, you're touching that part of the body, even though there's no proof of that, at all? Well, that sounds like a lie. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.